Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now. But something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Well, hello and welcome back to My Driven Women. Did you catch our episode last week? I'm really proud of it. Very first guest expert interview with Dr. Ishan Chu on one of my favorite topics, sleep. If you haven't listened yet, you seriously owe it to yourself to head on over to last week's episode and have a listen. It's longer than my solos, and that's going to be the case for the future. My aim is to give you solo episodes that are around 15 minutes in length, you know, kind of get in, deliver the goods, and get out of your ear holes as quickly as possible. But for the guest experts, I would be seriously cheating you if I didn't let them go on just a little longer. Guest expert interviews are always going to be 30 to 45 minutes, unless they are impossibly good, in which case I might have to beg your forgiveness and have them go on just a wee bit longer. Or I could cut them in half. You're going to let me know, right? And speaking of letting me know, as promised, I will read you another of my wonderful reviews. This one is from Gwendolyn, who says, "Amazing info and insight. Diane is an incredible speaker, thank you, and gives great insight and information for entrepreneurs and women entrepreneurs, especially. If you are looking for a podcast to motivate you with your own business or adventures," I so love that she threw that in, "this is the one." Gwendolyn, that's so, so nice. Thank you so much for your kind words. And for those of you that are on the fence, just imagine how fabulous you would feel if I'm reading your review, which I can't do unless you leave it. You get the point. So today is a solo episode, and one that I have some opinions about, let's just say. Like most things, I guess, is fair to say. Today, I'm going to bring you my thoughts on the popular advice that many women hear about not giving a fuck. As a matter of fact, I have read more than one book with those very words in the title. We're not supposed to give a fuck about what people think that we're starting our own business. We're not supposed to give a fuck about what people think about what prices we're charging. We're not supposed to give a fuck about somebody else having more fans or friends or followers or buyers on social media and so forth. We're not supposed to give a fuck about our competitors and what they're offering and how much better it might look than our... You get my point. So I have some thoughts about this, and I want to share them with you. So buckle up, lean in, and listen. Hey, I am as big a fan of personal growth and self-help as anyone. But there's a trend that has me really concerned because I think it has a lot of us suffering for no good reason. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. There's a great big difference between saying you don't care what other people think of you and actually not caring. Most of us care a whole lot about what others think. We just don't think we should and wish we didn't. Some of us even feel shame for caring as much as we do because we think that caring proves that we're insecure, which is decidedly not cool. Especially when we're paying attention to those who claim to have zero fucks to give about other people's opinions of them. I've read more than one book with those very words in the title, and I bet some of you have too. But the problem is that everybody's insecure about something, and many of us are insecure about many things, even those people you would never suspect of being insecure at all. It's just that nobody wants to admit it. I am admitting it. When nobody admits it, we all go around being secretly insecure and believing that we're the only one and that it means there's something wrong with us. This is a big, fat, totally disempowering lie. And I'm going to go on to prove to you how it's not only making you miserable for no good reason, it's also holding you back from being as successful in your business as you could. Here's the thing. Human beings are wired for connection. We're tribal creatures, and for millions of years, we existed in small, loosely organized groups. There were insiders and there were outsiders. It's human nature to want to belong, to be part of, to be accepted, to be an insider with your particular group. It's also human nature to think in terms of us and them, and to maybe even be suspicious of others that are not part of our circle. This is why people who choose to separate themselves from their social group are referred to as outsiders. Now, they haven't been rejected by the group. They have chosen to reject it. And that's typically considered abnormal behavior by sociologists. You know, those really smart people who study group behavior among humans. So when we say we don't give a fuck what others think, we're actually claiming to be an outsider. Now, most of the time, that's not even what we really mean, and it's also not very true. Even though we've descended from the early humans who lived in tribes, we modern humans like to think of ourselves as completely independent and self-sufficient, well, at least here in Western culture. We pretend we don't need anyone, we can handle everything all by ourselves. And we claim that other people's opinions of us just doesn't matter. In fact, some of us say it has no effect on us one way or the other. One of the coaches that I used to follow says, other people's opinions of you are none of your business. It sounds good, and it implies that we should be able to think that too. I just don't know too many people who actually have. See, to admit that we actually want to be accepted, maybe even admired and respected, or loved, is to acknowledge our fragility and how little control we have over our basic neediness and dependency on others' approval. We just don't want to think of ourselves that way. Kind of getting goosebumps all over just talking about it. We think we should be strong, not needy. Vulnerability scares the shit out of us because it exposes our true nature, you know, the one that gives a fuck. It exposes it to ourselves and to each other. Just rips that mask right off. Not the COVID mask, the mask where, well, never mind, you know what I'm talking about. It has us fooled into thinking we don't need anyone, we don't care what anyone thinks, but we do care. In fact, we must care. But it's healthier if we care in a more conscious, intentional, and mindful way. Caring what others think about us in an unconscious way means caring out of fear, the fear of rejection from the tribe. And what this actually breaks down is a fear of death. It's like this. Back in the day when we were living in caves, we needed to stick together for safety. There were dangerous animals like woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tigers that were roaming about who were more than happy to eat us. We needed other humans because one of us could look out for those animals while the rest slept. We needed each other for protection. And two heads are better than one, so it's true that groups of humans survived better. They also learned how to cooperate and collaborate better. Since two heads are better than one, it's unlikely that a single human would have been able to develop the tools and weapons that allowed us to continue on and reach the top of the food chain and pretty well remain there for quite some time. Caring about what others think out of fear leads to people-pleasing and codependency, not healthy relationships, and not positive self-esteem. The ideal is actually not to not give a fuck. It's to be able to peacefully coexist with others who have a difference of opinion, including a difference of opinion about you, without needing to push them away, reject them, or get angry in order to feel good about ourselves. I've met a number of people who wanted to convince me. Well, actually, it was probably more they were trying to convince themselves. But anyway, they wanted to convince me that they didn't care about the opinions of others. And one of the slogans that you hear quite a bit is, I have zero fucks to give. While I appreciate the intent of the statement, at least so far as I think I understand it, it's a bit difficult to maintain the perspective when the people concerned are friends, family, or colleagues. You see, the closer our connection, the more interrelated we are, and the harder it is to detach ourselves completely from the emotions that come with others' opinions. I really don't think it's realistic to expect ourselves to have no amount of reactivity when our behavior triggers a reaction in someone that we perceive as judgment or criticism. Now, maybe Spock can achieve it, but not me, not even my goal. You see, I expect to continue being human for the rest of my life, which is to say, I expect that I will continue making mistakes, continue being occasionally absent-minded, preoccupied, self-focused, and downright inconsiderate at times. And I have decided ahead of time to forgive myself and to choose to think well of myself in spite of these behaviors. I fully expect that at times my behavior will be annoying, inconvenient, frustrating, and perhaps offensive to somebody, at least some of the time. And when that happens, I expect the other person will have a reaction that I may or may not be aware of. And when I do, my immediate response will probably still be to feel embarrassed, guilty, ashamed. It'll happen so quickly, I won't be able to stop it. But once it has happened, and I have taken note of it, I can then make the effort to pause, take a breath or three, and remind myself that I am human, I make mistakes, and other people will have opinions of me that I can't do anything about. Now, if I catch myself behaving like an asshat, I will take responsibility for it and apologize promptly. Regardless of whether the other person's having a response or not, I will let it go. I will avoid the tendency to blame, be defensive, ruminate, gossip, feel like a victim, or generally carry on about the event, extending it far past its natural timeline. I don't want to think badly of other people. I also don't want to think badly of me, but unless I plan to remain locked up in my house long after this pandemic is over, I have to recognize that other people have a right to react however they choose to, or do so unconsciously. I'll do everything in my control to stay in my own lane, and I don't need to convince myself or anyone else that I don't give a fuck. I don't have to be defensive either. I just need to do me and let everyone else do them. Now, I have a word for the empaths, the highly intuitive, the socially anxious, or those that experience rejection sensitivity to a significant degree. You folks will struggle more with this because you are more affected by everything, not just the opinions of others. If you happen to be a creative, an entrepreneur, or a self-employed professional, I'm going to take a great big hunch here and guess that you may struggle with marketing, sales, and anything that has to do with quote-unquote putting yourself out there. Being seen means being vulnerable. And unless you have a brand you can hide behind, you will be seen on some level. Now, you might aspire to ignore how others might perceive you, your business, your branding, your price point, your social media marketing, but you'll probably fall far short of that goal. And this doesn't mean you're failing, my friend. It's normal to care, and it's even normal to worry a little bit about being criticized, judged, and rejected. If the only way you can tolerate being in business is to avoid looking at your reviews and burying your head in the sand when it comes to your competitors, you may not last. Because doing so might give you a temporary reprieve from the discomfort of feeling insecure. But you might have to become a little tone deaf. Because paying attention to your competitors means that at the very least, you're going to be aware of the messages that your prospects and potential clients or customers are being exposed to about the goods and services that both you and your competitors offer. The truth of the matter is that some of the people who claim they don't give a fuck about what others think are just being defensive, which means they are lying to themselves and others. But there's good news. There is truly a healthy and happy medium between imposter syndrome and fucking arrogance. You need to work on your mindset. You're going to hear this from me again and again, because I truly believe the combination of mindset and skill set is the key to finding it, not attempting to convince yourself that you don't give a fuck about what others think about you or your work. Just admit it. Admit you care. And tell yourself that it's normal and healthy even. You're human after all. Not caring at all is not the goal. The goal is not to not care. The goal is to not care more than you should. Now, listen, when I say should, I am not being prescriptive. You know how much I hate that. I'm being practical. You know when you're caring too much. You know the signs. They're pretty damn clear. If you find yourself feeling anxious, fearful, guilty, ashamed, insecure, triggered, threatened, when you think about putting your work out into the world, or when you're paying too much attention to one of your competitors, or you read a negative review, just don't obsess and don't avoid either. You already know it's not healthy. You don't need me to tell you that. So what do you do instead? Can you tell yourself that the fact that your competitor has a social media following that is 10 times bigger than yours has more to do with the size of the market and not your obvious inferiority? Because if the market is big enough for her to have a following that's 10 times bigger than yours, just imagine how much room there is for you to grow. Can you convince yourself that you can be just as easily inspired by her success than intimidated by it? You know, both thoughts are available to you. So why not choose the one that doesn't make you feel like hiding or giving up? Now, you might not agree with me about this or frankly anything, but I believe insecurity is a habit, just like I believe confidence is a habit. Rather than trying to convince yourself that you don't care, just admit you're human, so of course you do care, then decide you would rather develop confidence than insecurity, envy, competitiveness, and scarcity. You could start by plugging this thought into your mind and playing it. I am enough. Say it out loud. Go ahead. Repeat after me. Unless, of course, you're in a public place, which I can't imagine why you would be in this pandemic. But just in case you are, you don't want to have yourself escorted out by security. Just whisper it. I am enough. It may not seem to be connected to not giving a fuck, but I promise you, it is those three little words, just 9 letters, that carry so much weight. Almost as much as I love you or you were right, other famous 3-word combos. I am pretty sure, without really knowing you, that you are enough has done more for our collective self-worth than just about any other phrase you can think of. Because it is our fundamental questioning of whether we actually are enough that's behind the whole charade of saying we don't care what anyone thinks. There's only one way out of this trap. Cultivate self-respect and believe in yourself. The more you focus on becoming someone that you are proud of, the more it puts other people's opinions, not out of mind, in the no fuck zone, into perspective. I hope you really do decide to work on this, because caring too much about what other people think, feel, say, do will definitely be like trying to drive a race car with the brakes on, or going for a run, even a marathon, with a rock in your shoe. You will probably get where you're going. It's just going to be a lot more painful than it needs to be. Now, I would love to hear about the progress you're making on this, so head on over to my website and leave a message on the SpeakPipe. There's a link in the show notes. And if you leave me a message, I'm going to play it on a future episode. So that's it for now, ladies. And remember, nobody's opinion of you is more important than your own. I'll see you next week. Hey, I hope you're enjoying listening to the Driven Woman podcast and looking forward to each new episode every Tuesday. Are you ready to take our relationship to the next level? Visit my website at DianeWingardCoaching.com. I have a weekly blog. There's a quiz you can take to find out what your ADHD signature strength is, and some other freebies like the 6 Steps to ADHD Mastery or the Driven Woman Roadmap Fast Track to Success. And if you're ready to get serious about going from spinning to winning and taking yourself from driven but distracted to focused, fired up, and flame retardant, you should definitely sign up for a free consultation. We'll spend 30 minutes talking about where you are, where you want to be, and whatever's getting in the way. I won't try to sell you if you're not right for coaching and I'm not the right one for you. But if you are, this might be the best way to make 2021 your best year ever. Want to hear from someone who's actually worked with me? Have a listen to my client, Rachel.
I didn't have you helping me along the way to understand a lot of this stuff. The meds would have been a waste for me, a complete and total waste. I would have had a little bit more energy, maybe, but still, the habits, whatever. There's no magic pill. It's always going to be something I'm going to have to work on. And I am understanding that and being okay with that and just kind of working through that and thinking and being intentional and stopping myself and doing all of the things for the first time in my life. I'm going to tell you right now, the meds have allowed me to slow stuff down enough that I've never been this effective at anything cognitive ever in my life. But I've also never had it explained to me by somebody who understands what's going on in my head either.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.